Hello and welcome, or welcome back if you're not new here, to another Bakudeku fanfiction reading. Today, after 8 months of wait, I will be reading What's a Little Kink Exploration Between Friends by Tumbleweed Chaser on Archive of Our Own. Chapter 14. To preface, I have braces now. So that means I've got a thing in my mouth. It's an expander. And it kind of makes it difficult for me to talk and enunciate the way I used to. So, future stuff might sound a little different. And if you like it and you don't hear a change, great, awesome. And if you hate it and you absolutely think it's the worst thing ever and I should stop making YouTube videos, you should tell me that. It'll help me decide. Yeah. Anyways, after a long wait, I give you Chapter 14, Feminization. Izuku returned to his day shift, more than happy to greet the sun and the common faces on his normal patrol route. It was pleasant to talk to the old aunties and school children that considered him a friendly, familiar face. Even the villain seemed to respect the good day for what it was, choosing to stay home instead of stir up trouble. As his shift ended, Izuku felt he had the energy and right attitude to fulfill his personal mission for the day, return to the sex shop where he'd been struck by the quirk. A simple face mask and a baseball cap to cover his curls, he dressed in plain clothing and wore long sleeves to cover his easily recognized scars. A bell tinkled as he opened the blacked-out doors to the shop, letting the shop owner know of a new customer's arrival. Near the front were displays and shelves of tame items, erotic books, films, magazines, bottles of lubes and cleaners, a few mannequins in tasteful lingerie. Against the wall with the door was an assortment of vending machines and an old-fashioned claw machine, but with adult toys inside. To his right, the shopkeeper smiled brightly at him. "Welcome," she said. "Can I help you find anything in particular?" She was petite. Bright purple curls framed her friendly face. Her golden eyes carried her smile further. Izuku recognized her as the woman he'd rescued, the one whose quirk was affecting him. He reached up to pull his mask off and return her smile. "Yeah, actually, I'm, not sure if you recognize me, but..." "Hirodeku," she said, and then at his concerned face. "Ah, don't worry, no one else is here right now. We get most of our customers later in the evening." She giggled. "How can I help you?" "Well, can you tell me more about your quirk?" She frowned. "Having trouble shaking it?" He nodded. "It's a little embarrassing, but I focused more on work than relationships, so I'm not, very informed."
"Oh, well, I can help with that," she smiled. "Like I told your agent, the quirk runs its course once you've fulfilled your kinks, something you really crave from a sexual partner, even if you aren't aware you have the desire. Gets a little complicated, but fun."
Izuku smiled. "Definitely fun." She laughed. "I hope you found a good partner. Certainly kinks can be explored alone, but sometimes you need a helping hand."
"Yeah, I have a partner."
"Wonderful," she said. "Well then, normally I advise customers to browse the shop, buy whatever gets that craving's attention. Even if you don't really know what the item is for or does, there's an aspect of it you're interested in. I'll give you a little discount as well," she finished with a wink. She rounded the corner and handed him a black shopping basket. "If you feel it and need another one, just bring it up front and I'll hold on to it. And we have a strict anonymity policy, so don't worry about your privacy or anything like that. Your sex life is my business, and that means client confidentiality." Izuku laughed at the sales pitch.
"Thanks."
"If you have any questions or need anything, just give me a holler, okay?" He nodded again and then began a systematic browsing through the store. He tried to think of Katsuki's recommendations and considered that anything he bought, Katsuki likely had a better version of at home. Still, being able to throw something out there for the Dom to run with was bound to be helpful in figuring out what he wanted. The green-haired man could feel himself blush, his dick occasionally twitching with interest when he came across items that caused the craving to increase. Adding items to his basket, he tried to ignore the price tags. Most of his money went into saving, so he could afford to splurge. Halfway through the line of shelves, he realized he needed a second basket, and he appreciated the clerk's quiet smile and lack of commentary. He returned with a full second basket, face red, a chub in his pants. After failing a third, he returned to the counter again, thoroughly embarrassed. "Need another one?" the clerk asked, eyebrows raised and a teasing smile on her lips. "No, I think this is more than enough. At least, I hope it is." She laughed and began sorting through and ringing up the final basket of items. "I already have the other stuff all bagged up." "Thanks," he said, watching the price rise and reminding himself he didn't have to live on a budget. "Ooh, good choice," the clerk said, lifting an item. "This one comes with a free accessory. You can even customize it." She gestured at the box of items and then at one of the vending machines. Izuku smiled as he realized her intended meaning. "I think it's my favorite purchase," he said with a broad smile. Katsuki heated up leftovers instead of making a proper dinner. The day had sucked. He was pent up with irritation and, if he was being honest, arousal after the failed scene the day before. Izuku hadn't said much to indicate if he was comfortable continuing their encounters, and he feared the green-haired hero would seek out someone else to fulfill the needs of the quirk. Said green-haired hero entered their apartment with an excess of noise, the sound of bags dropping to the floor, and relieved, sighed, "I'm home." The blonde thought about getting up to greet him, but instead just grunted, "Leftovers for dinner." There was a shuffling and a crinkling, and then finally Izuku emerged to the little kitchen and dining area, dumping several large, full black bags onto the table. "Sounds good," Izuku said with a smile, making his way to the fridge. "I'm starving and I don't want to do dishes."
"The hell did you buy?"
"Just some new stuff for us," Izuku said. Leftover stir fry. "The clerk said I should just buy whatever piqued my interest, even if I didn't know what to do with it. So there's some random stuff in there, but I figured with your experience, we should be able to figure it out together."
"You're rambling," Katsuki said, eyes watching Izuku putter about the kitchen to warm up his meal. "What clerk is this? What store did you go to?"
"You know, the clerk who hit me with her quirk," Izuku said, "at the sex shop." Katsuki returned his gaze to the bag sitting at the other end of the table.
"Did you buy one of everything? I probably own some of that shit already."
Izuku rolled his eyes. "No, I didn't buy one of everything, just stuff that looked interesting. There were a few things I didn't think you owned, and if you do, I didn't want to use after someone else. The stuff I figured you already had, I just bought like a cheap version of it, and you can use your better one. And a couple things I just wanted to have."
Well, one thing Katsuki could be sure of, Izuku wanted to continue with their arrangement.
The blonde tried not to look too eager, but perhaps ate his meal faster than was necessary, much to Izuku's amusement. The shorter man only gave him a cheeky little grin, though, when Katsuki got up to rinse his dish off in the sink. Izuku invited him to browse through the bags while he finished his own meal. Katsuki felt a little like it was his birthday. Too many gifts, and he wasn't sure where to start. He opted for the smallest bag, the contents softer than he expected. Looking inside, he found it full of clothing. Pulling the pieces out, he found a mix of what he'd consider club clothing. Elastic shorts that seemed far too small to fit on Izuku, a set of black leather and steel ring harness pieces, a pink crop top that read "Baby" in silver font, two miniskirts, one of which was beautifully crafted in black leather, an array of thigh-high stockings, panties, and bralettes. He was already getting hard, just imagining Izuku served up in one of these little outfits. Katsuki could see Izuku watching his reaction, gauging his interest in the purchases. He licked his lips instead of commenting, moving on to the next bag. The items here were cheaper, a lower quality, items Bakugo already owned far better versions of, but the suggestion of Izuku's interest was alluring. He dug out leather ankle and wrist cuffs, an O-ring gag, a leather paddle, and an adjustable spreading bar. His cock was definitely hard now, pressing up against his pants, wet tips staining his underwear. Izuku had finished eating, pushing away his dish to instead hungrily watch Katsuki. He was thrilled just watching the way Katsuki responded, his body giving away to how pleased he seemed with Izuku's interests. The third bag was what the clerk had jokingly referred to as lotions and potions. Inside, Katsuki found quality items, lotion after scenes to soothe the skin, a healing salve, a small medical kit, toy cleaner, and a variety of lubes, some plain, others flavored, one that looked like cum. "The clerk was very insistent about a couple of those," Izuku said quietly.
"She knows her shit," Katsuki answered,
voice far gruffer than it had any right to be. There were two more bulky bags. One clearly contained one large item, so Katsuki pulled down the plastic bag around the box to be presented with a fucking machine. The blonde had to lick his lips and swallow his saliva for fear of drooling. He pulled the final bag closer. It was large, too, but clearly an assortment. Impatiently, Katsuki dumped the items out to look. The first thing that catches his eye was a forest green set of bunny ears, a matching tail, butt plug, and stylized paw gloves. There was a black leather leash, a candle designed for wax play without risk of burning your skin, a bit of cheap nylon rope, a dildo that would fit the machine, and a new cock sleeve that made Katsuki smile. The final item was a simple, black leather collar. Katsuki picked it up, handling it carefully. It wasn't great quality. He knew a guy who made some truly magnificent bespoke collars, but it would be easy to wear, likely wouldn't chafe. The little silver buckle and ring for the leash were unassuming. Attached was a little circular green tag. Grinning, Katsuki looked closely at the tag, noticed the laser engraving of Baby on the front. There's more on the back. Izuku spoke softly. Katsuki glanced over at him to see the shorter man biting his lip, fingers nervously fidgeting on the tabletop. Katsuki flipped the tag over, couldn't help the tiny little gasp he made when he read, "Property of Kachan." He undid the buckle as he made his way around the table, stopping in front of where Izuku sat. Cautiously, he brought the collar around Izuku's neck, buckling it at a loose setting so it didn't sit too tightly against the other's skin. Izuku's breath picked up speed, but it sounds more like when he was trying to control his arousal and not like panic, so Katsuki stepped back to look at the collar now properly in its place. "Looks good on you, baby," he said, stroking at Izuku's curls and then letting his hand fall to flick the little tag. "Feels good," Izuku said. Katsuki grinned and then cocked his hip to let it rest on the table. "So, what does my baby want to try first? Should I tie you up and paddle you? Let you dress up in those slutty clothes? Fuck your pussy until you're screaming? Maybe you want to be a bunny tonight?" The blonde watched the way Izuku fidgeted in his chair, his arousal evident as it pressed up against his pants. "Anything you want, sir," he answered. The taller hero hummed thoughtfully before making his decision. He reached forward, grabbing a few select articles of clothing and then throwing them down onto Izuku's lap. "Go into the living room and change into these, then get in position and wait, face down on the center cushion, ass out. Got it?" "Yes, sir," Izuku said eagerly, clutching the fabric and standing quickly. Katsuki tried to hold back his laugh at how eagerly the other man went to obey his orders, but the bark of his laugh came anyway. He prepped a few select items, grateful to find that they had a little extension cord he'd be needing still tucked away in their junk drawer, and then joined Izuku in the living room. Izuku had neatly folded his other clothes, setting them aside in the armchair. He was resting his head on his arms, face down on the center sofa cushion, the delicate little pink straps of his bralette contrasting against his muscular back. Tightly hugging his hips was the leather miniskirt, covering barely anything with his ass stuck out in the air. Pink fishnet thigh highs finished off the look. Katsuki fleetingly considered a pair of heels would be gorgeous on Izuku. "Stay right where you are," Katsuki directed, as he positioned what he needed to. He pulled back the coffee table, giving Izuku more room to work, and placed the fucking machine behind him. He'd equipped the relatively small machine with the new dildo, a monster of a cock in Katsuki's humble opinion, but he couldn't wait to see Izuku take it. A quick effort to plug the device in, given that they hadn't had time to charge it for wireless play, and a quick check that the little remote worked and everything was ready. Well, everything except Izuku. Katsuki smeared the cum look-alike lube over his fingers and crouched behind Izuku. "Hold yourself open for me like a good little slut." Izuku did as told, reaching his hands back to grab either cheek and spread himself open. Katsuki teased at Izuku's rim, enjoying the little moan from Izuku, and then sunk a finger in deep just so he could hear Izuku get louder. It didn't take him long to have a second, and then a third finger in, and he let Izuku fuck back onto his fingers wantonly. "Look at you, so fucking thirsty for it," Katsuki teased, collected some of the white lube on his clean hand. He'd checked the safety label beforehand and was pleased that he could stuff the lube-coated fingers into Izuku's mouth, where he obediently began sucking. "Such a cum-thirsty whore, you're buying it by the bottle now?" he asked, sliding in a fourth finger, necessary to stretch for the girthy toy Izuku had brought home. "Want someone to fuck you while you're already used? Make the poor fuck you somebody else's cum for lube?" He thrust his fingers harshly up when he knew Izuku would be grinding his hips down. "This pussy of yours is drenched with it, slut," he bit out harshly as he curled his fingers up to press against Izuku's prostate. Then he pulled away, letting his fingers slide out with a wet squelch. "Neighbors can probably hear how wet your pussy is." Izuku whined desperately. He'd been so close to an orgasm and Katsuki had stopped him from coming. "Please, sir, can I have your cock? Please, want your cock, sir. Want you to fuck me," he begged, even as he shook in the position he was holding. "You want me to fuck your pussy?" Katsuki asked. "Huh, slut. Think I want to put my cock in that dirty pussy of yours?" "Please," Izuku begged louder. "Fuck my pussy, sir. Please, please, please." "I don't think so," said Katsuki, a cruel bite to his tone, even as he pushed the machine forward and made a quick adjustment to its height. He had to give the makers credit. The thing was quiet as a mouse thus far. Izuku hadn't heard the little whir of the adjustment behind him over his own begging. He slicked up the toy, fake cum coating it in little white rivulets that gathered along the head and fake veins. "Look behind you, baby," said Katsuki. Izuku tilted his head back, hands never leaving his cheeks where he continued to hold himself open. "Oh, fuck," moaned Izuku, letting his head drop back to the cushion. Katsuki stood, grabbed a fistful of Izuku's hair, and lifted the shorter man from the sofa, a high keen coming from the man at the sensation. The blonde seated himself where Izuku had been, dirty hands opening his pants and pulling his erection from the confines of his clothing. "I'll be fucking that filthy mouth of yours." The green-haired man began to lean forward, mouth opening to begin working Katsuki, but the blonde gripped his hair again, holding him back. "Not yet, slut. Gotta get your pussy around our new friend." Izuku took that as an instruction to let his hands fall from their position, but Katsuki yanked his hair again. "Didn't say you could move those. Now get that cock into your filthy hole." The first couple of tears of the night began to drip down Izuku's face, and Katsuki felt himself drip pre-cum at the sight of them. Still, it was good to check in.
"Color, baby?"
"Green," Izuku yelled, as if afraid Katsuki was threatening to stop. The blonde watched with rapt interest as Izuku spread his ass cheeks and began scooting back onto his knees to rut back onto the awaiting dildo. It took a few tries, but soon Izuku was letting out an obscene moan as he sank back onto the toy. Katsuki gave him a little time to adjust, watched for the tremor in Izuku's legs to settle, and then pressed the first button on the remote to set the machine into action. It truly was shockingly quiet, but effective as it began thrusting and rocked Izuku forward. With his hand still spreading himself, only Katsuki's grip in his hair kept him from falling face first into Katsuki's dick, but then that was sort of the aim. So the blonde released his hold. "Get to work, slut," he said, enjoying the view as Izuku attempted to balance himself with the harsh pounding from behind and hands unavailable to assist. Determined look in his eyes, even as he moaned and cried from the stimulation, Izuku managed to wrap his lips around Katsuki's erection. His tongue circled around the head, lapping up the prey beating there and toying at the slit. Hollowing his cheeks, he tried to go deeper, but Katsuki increased the speed of the thrusts of the machine and Izuku pulled off to wail.
"Didn't say you could stop," Katsuki said, taking the excuse to grab Izuku's hair again and shoved his cock down his throat.
He felt Izuku hum around him, watched the green eyes flood with tears as he swallowed around the cock in his mouth. Katsuki pulled him back by his hair, letting him breathe for a moment before stuffing himself inside again. Soon, a brutal pace was set. Izuku hammered at both ends and absolutely loving it. He was so damn close to coming, but he struggled to do so without stimulating his cock. He felt utter relief when he felt Katsuki's foot press against the miniskirt, placing pressure on his dick.
"That's it," Katsuki teased. "Come like the greedy little slut you are. Probably fucking love this, getting stuffed at both ends." Izuku came, the white liquid pooling on the inside of his skirt. But Katsuki didn't stop. He hadn't come yet, and the machine continued to pound into him at a steady pace. For a brief second, he thought Katsuki was going to show him mercy as he lifted the little remote again, but instead, the machine just changed its tempo, slightly slower but harder now than before. The foot that had been his deliverer just a moment prior was now on the small of his back, putting pressure to arch Izuku's back further, and the machine began hitting his prostate at every thrust. Katsuki never stopped his own motions, fucking into Izuku's mouth as he spewed one dirty thing after another. He asked for a color and gave Izuku just enough time to spit out a raspy green before shoving him back down. The blonde's head fell back against the sofa cushion. He was getting close. Izuku, meanwhile, had fat tears running down his face. His body was shaking with overstimulation, his jaw ached, his scalp was sore, his stomach muscles and arms stiff from holding their position. The constant thrusting into his prostate was too much, and he absolutely did not want any of it to stop. He could tell Katsuki was close from the unsteady way he was thrusting. His eyes pinched closed. Even the foot on his back had moved up as the blonde curled his toes. Then, he pulled Izuku off him, tightly gripping the base of his dick to prevent his own orgasm. "Change my mind," he said. "Wanna fuck that sloppy pussy of yours after all." Izuku could only moan in response, throat too sore for words at this point. He let Katsuki manhandle him off the machine and onto his back on the floor. The blonde knelt between his legs, lifting Izuku's fishnet-clad thighs to hook his calves over Katsuki's broad shoulders. That was as much warning as the sub got before Katsuki slammed into him. "Fuck, baby," Katsuki groaned, watching Izuku rise underneath him as the position drove Katsuki's dick into his already abused prostate. "So wet for me. Love fucking your little pussy. Gonna fill you up." The green-haired man startled when he felt Katsuki's hand reach into his skirt and grip his dick. He didn't even realize he'd gotten hard again. Soon, a second orgasm ran through him, his vision whiting out as his senses became overwhelmed. He must have clenched hard because Katsuki shouted a shocked, "Fuck!" before tipping over the edge himself. The blonde collapsed onto the floor beside him, both panting heavily, the machine still thrusting away at nothing. "Holy fuck," Katsuki said. "You're fucking amazing." Izuku, still too out of it, merely patted the blonde's shoulder as if to say, "You too." The gesture made Katsuki laugh. "Give me a minute and I'll run us a bath." Izuku sort of nodded in acknowledgement, but mostly let himself enjoy the buzzing in his body, the tingling of his toes and fingers. Eventually, Katsuki guided him to the bathroom, helping him strip out of his stockings, bralette, and skirt. He reached for the collar, but Izuku's hand flew up to the strip of leather. He said hoarsely. "Can I keep it on?" "Of course," Katsuki said, running his hand softly over Izuku's hair. "Keep it on as long as you want." I very much hope you enjoyed this reading. If you did, be sure to check out some of the others I've done, which are very old and very different. Actually, not that different. But yeah, if you like what I do, feel free to subscribe. And tell me what you thought. Like or dislike the video, because I want to know what you people think. And hopefully I'll see you in less than 8 months, because, yeah, it's been 8 months. I'm really sorry. Yeah, okay, that's it. Bye.